Like, you want to using the pod as a first date.
I man, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you know I mean, telling babes to yo, just pull up, have a drink.
Yeah, just pull up,
have a drink with the guys.
For real, I'm just conversating.
Me whispering in the air.
Build. If a man tells you, let's build. Just delete his number. That nigga, he ain't hearing on that.
You know, man. I tell her to come record with the guys, and I forget to tell you lot to come. dude, we was talking about that.
Is this Patreon, by the way?
No.
Is this Gen Pop?
Yeah, the Gen Pop. Cool, we keep it. For
yeah.
But I was.
If you wanna, what I'm gonna say is, if you wanna have the gloves really off, cost you £2 a month, for it ain't nothing. You probably spend more on coffee.
You know what I mean? If you want the condoms off, you know what I mean? Give it to you raw, bro. But no, then
that's a Patreon conversation. Continue.
But no, I was saying, I never forget when I wasn't at uni. My girl at the time was at uni.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh yeah, this guy is like, he lives in my whatever, he's nice, whatever. Not nice, like he's a nice guy. Mm. I was like, yeah, he seems cool, but I was like, he definitely wants to fuck you. Like, kind of, I was like, you know what I mean? I can see it, like, the guy's got the love googly eyes. Anytime I pull up, he's hating on, you know, when I come into the building, this nigga's hating. And she was like, oh yeah, he's hosting a Harry Potter night. Yeah, like, everyone's gonna go watch a movie at his, da da da. I was like, I know this trick. And I was like, but then I must have like got mad, not mad at her, like silent stream. I was like, whatever, like go watch a little Harry Potter night. Then like, she's like, okay, whatever. She messaged me saying that she's going.
Oh, she went?
Yeah. Little sneaky little woman. But then like half an hour, she calls me. She's like, oh my gosh. She gets there. It's just him.
It was a setup.
I said, I've never done that little forbidden move where, like, you try and take like the girl out of the friendship group. You know when you like friends being friends. It's always just been. You might as well just be honest, man. I'm the type of guy. I'm gonna go all in. If I get rejected, never faze me. Never.
You mean as in moving to your brethren's or?
Yeah. I've never cared. There was one time, with you. Have you met Aisha?
Mm.
Yeah. So Aisha posted up on her story. Yeah. It was like two. It was like her and another girl, but it was like of the back, like back she was just wearing around like a jacket.
Okay.
And then I was like, I could tell from that the shape and like skin tone, like she'd be my like.
She's bad.
Yeah, and she was like, huh? Then I was like, you heard me, and she was like, Alex, that's me. And I was like, whoa, calm down.
Wait, so she posted a picture of her and her brethren from behind.
Yeah,
and you,
they were playing like basketball.
So what did you think? Did you think that they were both two girls who?
I thought the other one was Aisha.
Oh, fuck's sake, man.
I thought that, and then I looked at it, and I was like, I was bugging.
Yeah, you're bugging.
But I was.
You're bugging.
My bad, bugging. My bad.
Nigga let this meat go crazy, pause.
But I've definitely, I've shot my shot with friends, and worst decision ever.
The thing is, shooting your shot with a brethren, it's guaranteed to go wrong, and I'll tell you why. It's going to go one of two ways. It's either going to work, and then once it fizzles out, you'll never be friends again. Or it won't work, and she'll reject you, and now it's awkward.
Yeah. And
so
then,
if you're going to shoot your shot with your brethren, you have to be prepared for the fact that your friendship is over regardless.
Yeah.
Once you make that decision.
It's like, but sometimes, I'll say, how do I not incriminate myself? But like, I'm cool with everyone.
Mm.
Well, most of the people that I've been with, like exes, except for one. She be acting like I don't exist.
Yeah,
I'm like that.
Do you know what it is? Like the exes thing as well. My best friend sent me for some reason she still has Facebook. She sent me a voice note and a picture of like a baby's hand. Sent me a voice note and was like, I was on Facebook and I got a notification on Facebook. So I've gone on Facebook and I've scrolled and I've seen this, and it was a picture of, so my ex had posted a picture of a baby's hand, like Eid Mubarak. She was like, that could have been yours. I was like, Sophia, we broke up 9 years ago.
Like,
I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
But do you know what with me?
But that woman, do you know what? God. She's a mother now, so let me speak bad on her. No, let me not. I'm not saying that.
But
she's a mother now, isn't it? God bless.
But with me, it was more of like, so I'm like still good like friends with my ex, but we wasn't together, kind of thing. But I must have gone on her profile now because it came up my Insta stories, and like I know like we have the same friends. I was like, what the fuck is my two cousins following her for? Yeah, and I was
Brezel.
Like, no, girl, okay. girl cousin. So then I messaged her. I was like, why are you two following each other?
Mm.
And she was like, oh yeah, remember that time when we met? And I was like, yeah, 7 years ago. She was like, oh yeah, she's such a cool vibe.
Fucking
and
hell.
She was like, yeah, like, was talking last week. Da-da-da. Bro, I was like, you do realize that girl sent me to therapy, right? Like, she broke me down to my bare bones.
Who did you message? Your cousin or you messaged your cousin?
No, my cousin. Cool. But then, but the thing is, like, with most of my exes, they usually come around my friends eventually.
Yeah.
And then, I don't mind that. I don't mind.
That's not something I've ever really done. I don't usually. I mean, do you know what? My dating situation for the last, since me and my ex broke up, that my ex, the last guy I fully was my girlfriend, whatever. It's been almost 4 years. And since then, I couldn't tell you a girl brought around the man them like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever really brought a girl around the man them like that. I'd say the only time a girl's been around the man them that I've been dating was like school, because you were in school. In terms of being an adult and actually dating, serious dating, I can't say I've ever brought a girl around the man them. And I don't know. I think for me, it's, I can tell you, I can tell you stories of like just politics.
Yeah, it was always
and,
with like.
But my thing is that I feel like, why do I want my girl to now come and be mad pally pally with the man them? It's not necessary.
Yeah,
If it's necessary, explain to me how it's necessary.
Like,
I can't.
I get it because it's like,
now, where's the benefit in my girl being mad pally with the man them?
Do you know what it is? It's just the comfortability. That's like, all right, cool. Say just chilling. Like, say if you want to come round, like, oh yeah, like Moses is coming, kind of thing.
But then why do you? I want to keep it separate. Like, yeah, if I'm having a meal, let's say I got a meal. Let's say I got my rice and peas and my oxtail, and then I got like my cake and custard on the side. I don't want my cake and custard on the same plate as my rice and peas.
Mac and cheese and the yams.
Yeah. See that video? Shut the shop.
Yeah. We got
chicken wings, mac and cheese.
No, but I... sorry. But I
yams,
get...
Yams, collard greens. Oh, shit.
No, but I get it, though. I do get it. Like, you want that part of your life and, like, friends. But then I've said I don't mind it coming together. So, it's like... it's when it does come together, it's a beautiful thing until the politics start happening. Like...
I've got stories I can't tell them. I don't even know I can tell them on the Patreon because it's not my business.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing... not necessarily... first hand, but I'm seeing where that whole thing is just,
you know,
it's too much. It's too much like politics. So
I was in one where my girl goes, oh, is your boy single? So I was like, no. And before,
why was she asking that? For her bedroom?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But then I was like mid-sentence about to say no. And then before anything happens, he comes over. He's like, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I said, then, this Ludo, I'm going to tell him to call 444, man. But yeah, so then...
but the thing is as well, it's...
go on.
It's a thing where, let's say, for instance, you and your girl are dating. She asks you if your brethren's single. You've told her, yeah, he's single. Cool. Let's say for second, yeah, he's single. Now, she set up your brethren with her brethren. Your brethren's done the mad thing on her brethren.
Bro.
Whose front door is that now going to land on?
Because, yeah, it's
that's
like,
landing on your welcome mat, bro.
Bro, it's, yeah, because it's my fault.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
And that's why I low-key don't want to do it, but it always ends up happening. Like,
I don't even want the man them dating my brethren's to the point where, if you move to one of my brethren's, move to one of my brethren's.
Yeah.
I think I've probably told a story in the podcast before, but I had a situation where one of my close brethren's, I'm not going to say his name because I'm not going to say his name. I'll tell you, I've off the Patreon off cam. Yeah. One of my brethren was chatting to one of my other brethren. And my brethren, the girl, messaged me and goes, what's he like? I'm like, you're chatting to him. I never said that. I said, you're chatting to him. Like, find out what he's like. Because even he come to me on some, let me get a CRB. I said, no, I'm not.
I don't like that.
I've not given either one of them anything. I've said, I'm not giving you a CRB and I'm not telling you anything about him. You two just figure it out.
Yeah.
She's on some, oh, so if he was going to fuck me over, you just let him. I said to her, the thing is, I was thinking, yeah, but also my thing was,
I'm not
close enough to the situation to even know if he's going to fuck you about or not.
Yeah.
I'm just not involved. Like, you two talk, you get me? That's why it's too much. Because I never wanted it to be a thing where one of them come back to me like, red, and it's like, bro, that's long, you're both grown-ups.
Yeah, you get me? I don't ever want to really, like, say, for instance, if you've had a female friend, I wouldn't even bother going there because it's like the whole pressure of not fucking up and it's like, all right, cool. And now I've ruined that relationship with me and you now because I'm just like, ah, shit, I stepped out last night. Let me just chill.
Yeah.
But then...
Because now you can't even be free around the man then. You can't even like do the... Like, okay, where's the camera? I'm not advocating for stepping out on... But let's say, for instance, you step out and you do whatever.
It's,
you can't even come back and chop it. I mean, like, get me? Because it's
I've built a wall where we can't go. Where, like, you probably... Oh, what'd you do last weekend? I'm like,
church.
No, nothing. Nothing. Sweating bare. Like, but then... So I was having a conversation with my boy and... we were talking about like same conversation, but I was like, yeah, it's cool and everything, but now you lot know the less you know is for the better. You know when a nigga does a crime, I'm not telling anyone.
Yeah.
Like if you do something, don't tell me because who knows? Like we might all be together one and I'm drunk and I've just said something stupid. I made a joke. Like you know, I'll be making jokes.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, just don't tell me anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, now, if you've got something to get off your chest, if you're angry about a situation that you did, don't come to me, like, because it's fucked up now. Like, if we all want to be, like, happy families kind of thing. But other than that, that's the only issue I have with, like, bringing your girl around your friends. I think I'd done it, like, 2 years ago. My girl at the time was like, oh, like, how come I ain't never meet your friends? And then... I was like, fuck it, like, let's go out. So me, Kia, Moses, Kia meets my girl, and Kia's like, oh! And I'm like, what? And she's like, oh, hi. We follow each other on Twitter. And I'm like, and Kia's like, no, like, I haven't messaged her or anything, like, he's checked. And I was like, all right.
Fuck's sake.
And I was like, this... fake ass celebrities and shit. Like,
get a load of this guy.
I was low key heated though. Like it's like, but they all seemed like they were having a good time, and I was just like, I was a bit on edge. It's like, what'd you lot talk about?
Yeah,
kind of thing.
But, what is there to talk about? Yeah.
But with me, I've said I can have a conversation with anyone, but not about nothing kind of thing. Like if you brought someone, like your wife. You know, I don't bring up this. I was like, we'll just talk about the sky.
Yeah.
Like, I can bring up dumb conversation, but
if
it's like meaningful conversations, I've got to stop it there.
But that's the thing. You know, you talk about like, don't bring up such and such. It all goes back to that. Just don't tell me. Because I don't want to have to start doing a thing where I have to now censor myself. That's another thing where like I said, I'm not going to go into specifics, but there's been situations where the man them aren't censoring themselves.
They're just being
themselves, and it's getting, and the girl, you get me, and it's just I'm not one of them brothers who can't exist around women.
I'm talking
because I have brethren who can't exist around women. Not necessarily they're incels, but they're just a bit, their filter's a bit, you get me, and it's they only really know one speed. You know what I mean?
I've always said, like, I've got my friends online that I can happily, like, talk to you online because I know niggas are cool, but I've got friends that really can't be online because the way they talk and like, it's just a bit rough. Yeah. It's a bit like, even though we say like on the podcast, like, we say what we want, we're still in a way media trained.
Yeah.
Even when you're on Twitter, you're still
there's certain things we know we can get away with saying. Yeah. Certain things. There's been parts of the episode that have been cut.
Yeah.
There's been, because you have to have your finger on the pulse at the end of the day.
But then, like, with them, they have no clue. And they see.
Yeah.
They're them niggas that are like, oh, I got to come on the pod. No. No, you don't.
Those guys will come to me like, oh, when you get me on your podcast. Oh, shit, my nigga. Can't even lie, bro. Like, we booked the guests way in advance, yeah, so we're like six months.
Now, we booked up for the rest of the year, but like, if someone cancelled...
Yo, I ain't even got a podcast, you know.
Like, bro, I just walk in and just like next,
it's not even my podcast, yeah. It's
next time they're filming, I'm going to hit you up. Nah, bro, there's some people... There's some people that just know way too much about me. Like, way...
But that's because you give out too much.
No. People say that, but there is a closet, yeah, with dirty files. Not, like, dirty, but that I've done, like, things I won't ever say, even when I'm drunk. Like, I was about to say...
I think we all have that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's things that, like I always mention my best friend on the podcast. She knows everything about me, everything there is to know, she knows. There's things that she doesn't even know. I can't. If I told you these things, you'd look at me different.
There's a photo of me, yeah, somewhere. And like, if it gets, and I know for a fact it's going to come out when I've done something extremely good in life.
Who has this photo? Is it a woman?
No. Oh, I'm not going to say where it was, but like, it's there. Like, I haven't seen it in a while.
Are you breaking the law?
No.
Is it worse than breaking the law?
Yeah. It's not breaking the law, but it's worse than breaking the law.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's say I'm going to only use her name because she has a big following and it would reach a lot of people. Let's say Olani tweeted this picture.
I'm finished.
Like, could you stay on Twitter?
No. I get away with it because I'm me.
Oh, it's just not that bad.
Nah, but...
But I couldn't get away with it, for instance.
Nah, you're finished. No, but then it's like one of those things that would happily, I would stop tweeting. Because every tweet, I would see that photo underneath.
Oh, like that, like Lineker?
Yeah.
Shit on pitch. Oh, that's crazy.
But that's crazy. The thing, like, we've all got, like...
Buried bodies.
Like, we've all got that thing, yeah? You see when you're sleeping at night? Cozy.
Yeah.
Big day tomorrow.
Cold sweat, just...
Instantly hits you, like... Oh, remember when you fucked that little 1 out of 10? Like, out of nowhere, you have like an embarrassing moment. Or
I'm not wrong with fucking 1 out of 10. Or, not that I would know, you know.
But it would be like random of, say when you was in a group and you stuttered and niggas were clowning you. And you were just thinking, fuck, like, why am I keep on thinking about that? But it's just like little things like that. I've definitely got things that I'll keep private. But...
It's not everything that people should know, though. And you should probably keep more private than what you do blurt out.
Do you know what is? Because... At the same time, no one can ever tell me about myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
You just do the 8 mile thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But like I can never be embarrassed of what I've told you I've done.
Because you told me.
Yeah. I've felt comfortable enough to be like, fuck, I can laugh about it now. Yeah. Like, and that's... I think that's the main thing about me is like, dealing with stuff...
You don't have any shame.
Dealing with stuff, I'll laugh about it.
Yeah.
And there's this nigga on the Patreon, yeah. He's like, when are you going to tell that story? In Birmingham, I was like, no. I was like, it's for me.
You
like,
just don't want to tell it. Yeah.
Like, there might be a day where I'm just like, fuck it. Like, but every time I'm like, topics, you're like, what happened in Birmingham?
Listen, man. Hey, I propose if you want to know what happened in Birmingham.
Nah. What, are you going to tell it all?
Nah, listen. No. Listen. We'll put a Patreon tier, a pinky.
And what we do
gotta pay a pinky for the episode.
We do a live session in Birmingham.
You gotta pay a pinky for the episode. There you go.
We're gonna have Miles Morris.
We're gonna have Miles Morris, L700. Fuck me. But now you lot ain't never hearing that story.
Yeah.
It took me long enough to even hear that story off camera.
That story is just
it's probably for the best you don't hear that story as well.
Yeah, that story is just like a lot of, I can still laugh about it with you guys, but I was like, I want other niggas laughing at it now because I'm just like, because once you give it out to the internet, you can't take it back. And so far, I haven't done anything I've regretted. Yeah. I've rarely delete tweets unless I get the unless niggas be like, all right, delete it.
No, because sometimes you be tweeting some shit, and I'm like, I remember the time when you and Gino popped up in that thing, right? I was seeing someone at the time, and I was at her apartment with her and her friends. And I remember we were just chilling, we were drinking. I remember her brethren brought over mad drink, and we were just making mimosas. Yeah. I didn't even drink my nigga like me drinking mimosas, big ass nigga like me. So I'm here I'm drinking, I'm feeling good. Liverpool at Old Trafford winning at 4-0. It was a good evening. Then I see it. I said, pull me another.
Yeah, man.
I got so twisted that night. I said, yeah, the podcast is finished. I think that's the only time I've ever thought the podcast was done.
The only thing is, yeah, I'm grateful for that day is, like, I didn't say anything in there. Like, literally, I got put in there and I was like, oh, this is a bit... I don't know what's going on.
But you almost
here.
Got done on. They were like, why did they feel comfortable enough to put you in there? I said, oh, man, you got to just change the laws now.
I saw that and I was like, fair enough. But like, I don't know half the people there. There's like 200 people there.
And there was a certain man there who got put in front of the judge. And it was like, you know how they do like in America where they give you your time, they give it to your mums?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got 300 mums.
One sec.
Who's that?
Yo.
Oh, Ludo.
Yo. But yeah,
Was I saying? You know, in America, yeah, you got 300 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's calm. Did he do the maths again? Oh shit, that's crazy.
No, but no, that's the first time, yeah, where like I've been like, oh yeah, this guy's a weirdo. Da da da. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But then it got serious. Yeah, I was like, shit, lost the 1K followers.
Yeah.
I was like, that's calm. Next day it was another 2K. I was like, phew. But it's all a part of it. I've said like. Online, you're going to do things. I'm just happy I wasn't the main point of discussion. I was just like, my name just got thrown in there. I was like, do you know what? Like, I've had...
Because you actually didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to be there.
Do you know what it's like? And if this analogy doesn't land, just cut it from the episode. Let's say, for instance, you get invited to like, they're in this house and they're like doing mad illegal stuff.
Yeah.
And you go to this house... Honestly, not knowing what it was.
Just
as soon as you open the front door, the feds bust in.
Yeah. Literally.
Now, are you guilty because you walked into the house? Are the feds going to have you in the station? Like, yeah. Why were you invited? You get me?
It's true. You got to give up some names.
You didn't actually do anything. Like, you technically didn't actually do anything. Okay, you can look at it and be like, yo, why did they think you were... But you didn't actually... I don't know.
At the same time, I wasn't going to be online explaining myself, looking crazy, typing out... All right, for instance, a few niggas got busted on the internet the other day. This is the first time I've seen, is this you? And the first one, my homegirl was talking about, like, Congolese people with wavy hair. She's like, have you ever seen a monkey with waves, nigga?
No.
I'm sorry, but she snapped with that one, though.
Sure.
She snapped a little, but the other ones is like where... She was clearly making her kids feel comfortable to be racist. It's like, all right, cool. Like these are, like, I was like, these are like tweets that could pop up on the folder to your job. Child protection. Like,
yeah, no, it's true.
And it's like, all right, everyone should be careful about what they'll.
Did your footprints real, bro? Is he calling you again? Could he not get in?
What was I saying? Yeah, her tweets were a bit. I felt uncomfortable.
The whole old tweets thing is crazy.
Yeah.
The whole thing is for me is everyone, like, even when you say everyone, like even the other day when I got drawn out, right? Drawing on me the most about that.
What?
I tell you, it wasn't even the tweet that was whatever. It was the fact that it happened. I wanted to come off Twitter for Ramadan. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But when that happened, I was like, happened and like Ramadan started like 2 days later.
You can't leave
me. So it's like, if I come off Twitter now, they're gonna fit this nigga. Run me off.
Yeah. You can't leave.
I was like, fuck, you got me. Little nigga got. I said, cool. I said, well played, young man. I said, well, niggas can't even get wiped by wasted no more. I was like, damn.
No. Do you know
were you at that party?
No. Do you know what? No, we'll talk about it later because I got a whole. Everyone asks you questions.
Oh,
on
go
the
on, go on, go on.
But yeah, no. Like with the whole internet, I've always just tried and said. You don't ever want to be the topic of like this discussion.
Yeah.
I've tried to maneuver, and it's always like the weird.
But you can't say that. Look at your tweets. How can you say you don't want to be the topic of the day?
No. Top like little question mark over your tweets is like whatever. But when niggas have printed it off and said, get this nigga.
It's like
you don't ever want to be fighting for your life.
Yeah. No, it's true.
You know what I mean,
you don't want to be out here.
Yeah, you don't want to be getting run off Twitter like this nigga.
Nigga was supposed to notes.
Yeah.
Notes apologies, nuts. Notes
apologies. But then in the other case, I think that was another nigga. He was talking about, I ain't ever going to apologize for my tweets. His tweets were insane. And I was like, I get what you're saying. Like,
never, wait,
who? I don't know. I never followed him. Oh, but there was another guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, there's two senses of that. Like, you can either apologize for your life,
yeah,
or say you're not going to apologize and look like a very insensitive fool. But
yeah,
the person who doesn't apologize always comes out better.
No, it's true. It's true, because who are they really going to cancel? Nobody. Who are they really going to cancel?
Yeah. Everyone just cares at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't touch the mic for him because he just be... Yeah.
Engineer all up in the videos.
Yeah. Man, I broke it last time.
Thank you.
So how are you, Ludo, as you're coming in late?
Man, this place is a ball late to get to, man.
Yeah. Well, it's not fucking... ain't sure it's no more, nigga. Oh, man. Got to put the work in.
So long, man.
Nah, but is it?
Where's nigga down the road.
Where's my man?
Chino?
No.
No, they're not guests today.
Huh?
They're not guests today.
What's his comment?
Woo.
Yeah.
No. Woo saying that flipping. There was a little bomb scare at the Arsenal game, and his.
I didn't hear about that.
Why ain't nobody hear about it?
Made up, man. He made up a crazy.
To be fair, I was busy yesterday.
No, not yesterday's one. The one last week.
What's that got to do with now?
We were meant to record last Saturday.
Bro. We were supposed to call him.
Yeah, but Saturday, then I said, let's record on Thursday. But okay. I didn't say that he's coming or not.
Ah, go ahead.
I just said, yeah. I ain't trying to be explaining myself to niggas.
No, I hear it.
Giving out paragraphs. He's not going to read it anyway.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's just put up my shoes. Oh.
Ludo's just going to skim read it and be like, just see the time, 7. All right, cool, I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
How late are you?
About 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah, fair enough, man. This nigga working for white man.
Yeah, man.
How you been though?
I've been alright, man. I can't complain, man.
You know what I mean? I see the grills shining.
I think I went from Invisalign to grills. I hate blacks.
You know what the funniest thing is, yeah? We was out in Shoreditch, and then those knife crime people came up to me, Ludo, and Chino, yeah? I was like, these niggas don't even know this. He's got it on him right now.
I'm going to flick you on me right now.
I am the knife crime.
But you know what? I've said, like... I get it, but it's, you come up to me like, yo, bro, do you like knife crime? What do you think?
Yeah.
Can't get enough of the stuff.
Yeah. Nah, I hate
what I'm listening to right now.
Nah, I hate them, but not that I hate them, yeah. It's like, they work like something stupid, like 14 hours a day.
Do they get commission for the people that how does it work? How do they get paid?
They're not base salary, you get commission.
Yeah, commission. I think they get like a base salary.
Nah, bro, low job, these. Hand to hand job, a base salary, but not base salary.
You
mind the sign ups or whatnot. Literally, it's slavery, man.
Nah, but then what are you getting? 10% of a little £5? What's that?
They be grinding, man.
What's that? 50p.
50p.
Fucking hell. Yeah, nah. They can't
I'm
be.
I'm telling you, man.
You
I've
can't even
it.
Get a can of KA for
nah,
it.
Nah,
still
nah,
okay.
Nah, 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 nah. Oh, did you see that new law that they're trying to put drug dealers under the Slavery Act?
Really?
Yeah.
It's basically slavery because it's the
few
like
people already got like trial for that. You get from Luton.
Because like if you give it a nigga a pack and like you're only paying him like, I don't know, 100 or whatever to run it,
yeah.
Be like he's working 12 hours and it's like.
But slaves didn't get paid.
No, but then it's under the minimum wage. So if it's under the minimum wage,
I have to do wage, it's just cause obviously you're doing it on a false pretense and also just taking people, like especially little young kids. Sending them always, but you know.
Nigga, take that griller. I don't know a word you're saying, bro.
I'm not doing that. I'm left with these, bro.
Nigga said, huh? No, but I said that, but it's like, I think it's more to do with, like, obviously they're not there.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't want to be there, but it's like, all right, cool. I think it's like more of a way of just like, all right, cool. You have to pay them a right amount of wages.
No.
Probably end up having to pay in taxes.
Crazy.
I reckon you probably have to end up paying taxes to.
And they'll be paying taxes
to move away. Man.
Probably. Bro, the government trying to get arms in everything. They're gonna, when weed becomes legal,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
that's weed though, not crack.
Weed's nothing, bro. The niggas who really get money don't even really be selling weed, bro.
Yeah, weed, bro. Yeah, well, it's all the hard stuff, but I don't know, man. Do you know what? I don't even be seeing that kind of stuff anymore. I don't know about you,
There's an idiot on the block with no lips.
Wait, what? How did that work out?
You chewed him off. He's got no lips. Like you just see his teeth.
Is it?
Just mouth and teeth.
He's real.
I said he's real.
That he must be smoking, what's that thing called?
Meth.
K2 or something. No.
Who? K2.
Yeah.
See, I don't know about these new drugs.
Yeah, he's got no lips. You see me, he's just teeth.
Nah.
Scariest nigga I've ever seen in my own two eyes.
I'm smoking PCP, bro.
Ain't that medical thing you get in your
home? CBD, man.
No, that's a medical thing. PCP.
No, but
either way, I was saying, I saw one Nitty from way back, like the other day. And I
from
just,
way back?
No. So
you just know him?
No, I know him from way back. Yeah, so like, and I was just happy. I was just happy to see him. Like, he's still white. He's way worse than he was.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I fuck with you.
Still knocking about.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Bro was still happy. And then I was like, oh, you all good? And he asked me. He's like, yeah. He's like, are you happy, bro? And
he asked you that?
Yeah. And I was like, nah, man, I ain't going to get into this deep conversation with a nitty. Like,
I'm going to find out how you went that way, bro.
And I was like, nah. Everyone looking at me crazy. I was in the middle of the high road, bro. Yeah. I was like, I'll chop it up with you in alleyways, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know where we meet up, bro. Still got some of that good stuff.
Oh, mate.
Oh, fucking hell. But what else has been popping, man? What else do you lot want to talk about?
I don't know. I've not been on for a month.
Yeah,
what's been happening? P. Diddy's yards got raided. OJ Simpson passed away.
OJ Simpson, bro. Oh, the thing you sent me.
Oh, my God. They wanted to analyze his brain. Good. The NFL said no.
Oh, no.
NFL said no. We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
No. If they,
are you listening?
They would have blocked off the NFL.
No. If
they would have shut down the NFL.
Bro, if
his football would have been over with.
Honestly,
yeah, if they analyze his brain, yeah, it's not CTE. He's got a new strain. It's like you see when COVID, when they have to lock down,
yeah,
they would have to lock down the NFL till they know what's going on.
Nah,
they would have cancelled it. They
would have NFL would have ceased to exist.
Yeah, nah,
it would have been that's so crazy. I saw it. I just started laughing. Like I shouldn't laugh in it because it's not ha-ha funny. But
it's
like
ha-ha funny.
It's just I can imagine the conversation where I can imagine just shaking his head like, nah, we're not doing that. Just get rid of it.
You see in the meeting when they're like,
because like, who even made the decision to cremate his body?
Probably not him, but
maybe his family, innit? Or maybe that was his wish, maybe.
Maybe.
Because usually you got to like actually donate your brain after death.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. All your organs. Yeah. I think you have to.
Especially football players, they say after death you can choose.
Yeah.
Like, donate your brain or not.
Yeah. That's why Junior Seau shot himself in the chest.
What?
So he was a linebacker, played 20 years. He's a
very physical era.
So Junior Seau was a linebacker he played mostly for the San Diego Chargers. Mm-hmm. And he committed suicide like a few years after he retired. I think he got drafted in like 91 or 92. And he might have retired in like 2009. So he played like 18 years. Killed himself. He shotgunned himself in the chest.
Why?
CT. He had CT.
That's
why, if I knew, I'd tell you.
A shotgun to your chest is crazy because your wrist is snapping off for one, Like, just to, I don't even know.
Like, how do you even position that?
Your chest is coming out your body, you know?
Yeah, it literally is blood. Yeah, literally, it's crazy.
And that's not, is that even like, you'll live after that for a bit?
If you shoot yourself in the heart, no.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no way for surviving that, man.
Yeah.
But you can't aim correctly. If it's just,
I don't know, no, I wasn't there. But if you shoot yourself in the heart, you get me.
Like, but no, like with the whole CTE.
Because remember, shotgun split. Mm-hmm. It's a shell, so it splits.
Did you see Adrian Broner? Not Adrian Broner.
Coyle Ray.
No, not that.
Oh, AB. Antonio Brown.
Bro said, Caitlin Clark looks like she keeps it hairy. And I said, what?
That's so crazy.
Nah, man, like
that's insane. He's insane. He's not right.
He's another one where he can't give his brain up for like.
Do you know? I knew he was finished when he dyed his moustache white. That's when I knew he was finished. That was when he was still in the Steelers, I think.
Yeah, but don't let him get away with bullshit, man.
Like,
he was still employed. Like he's now just in that era of he might come out fine in about 10 years.
He's cooked.
Bro, he's finished, man.
He's cooked.
He's actually just done.
Joe is an AB. I hope it doesn't happen, but I'm just waiting for that one incident.
Where
it's something crazy, isn't it?
There's gonna be a crazy. He's gonna do something crazy.
Yeah. You can see it already in the news that AB's been arrested for.
Yeah.
and I ain't gonna say what it is, but then like blank, and you just be like,
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Been waiting for this news, but
just on like Caitlin and Clark, and I don't listen, bro. Like I don't follow women's basketball on it, but I've been keeping one eye on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Recently, because like
I think that I think women's basketball is very in a it's in a great space because what they still got even that draft pick was a bit insane because what they had
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese,
yeah, because Angel Reese and that Brazilian one went to the same team.
Yeah,
yeah, they went to the same team, and then you still got. I don't know how to say her surname, but you still got Paige in college.
Yeah.
So there'll still be. I like Paige. She's got swag. I like her. I think she's. So she'll be in the WNBA next year. So there's gonna be mad star power.
And
crazy thing about WNBA as well, because there's not that many teams. Yeah. Sometimes rookies get caught after training camp.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
There's no space for them.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Because I think that.
That's so crazy.
You get drafted 3 months later, you're getting caught. First round pick. Lottery.
What's that? 12 teams.
Yeah, 12 teams.
Yeah.
Oh, 12 teams. Because hey, they showed that Caitlin Clark's wages.
Yeah.
About 70k, isn't
it? She's making like 350k her first 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, she's on the same wages as Chino, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like,
but how much money is she going to make in endorsements?
Oh, yeah, endorsements. Oh,
the only thing is with the WNBA is that they just don't make enough money to pay, like I saw something where they compared her salary to Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, like 4 million a year, isn't it?
He's going to make 55 million on his rookie contract. Mm-hmm. But Victor Wembanyama is literally the best, arguably, you could argue, the best prospect in the history of American team sport. Yeah. Arguably.
But I think this would be like...
And she's just going to a league that just has way more money.
Yeah. But I think
this is a turning point. Like,
yeah, yeah. She's going to be like that Michael Jordan for them where like all of them are going to get paid
because
after
of her. Yeah, after. Yeah. She probably won't benefit because Michael Jordan didn't benefit from it as much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Michael Jordan, it wasn't until he came back and then the last 2 years in Chicago where he had like 20 million a year. Yeah. Before that, Jordan might have made like 15 million in contracts
that. And it wasn't Scottie Pippen like a fool, he signed like a 7 year.
He signed a 7 year, 11 million deal. And the funny thing is, the owner told him, don't sign it.
I'm telling you, don't sign it.
Imagine the owner being like, no, this is a bad deal.
He said,
like,
don't sign it. And that's the thing, right? The owner told him, don't sign it. He signed it and then got angry when they didn't re him up. But he told you not to sign it. And the thing is, with Scottie Pippen, he's like, yeah, people were relying on me. I hear it.
Hmm.
But you were told, if you sign this, I can't give you a better deal further down the line.
Because, yeah, it's crazy.
Also, my thing is, right, I don't know. I go back and forth with it. If you're a player, let's say I'm a GM, and I sign Ludo. Let's say I signed you both.
Mm.
I signed you both to 5 years, 50 million. Mm. Forget the sport, for instance. Ludo wins MVP. You're one of the worst players in the league, right? Ludo's going to come to me and say, I want MVP, I want more money.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Is Alex Starr going to come to me and say, I played like dog shit, let me give some money back?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Well, there you go.
That's what it is, yeah.
Let's say, before you continue, I'll let you finish. If I now go to Alex and say, you were dog shit this season, give me money back, he's going to say, no, I signed the contract.
Yeah.
So why can't I now go to you and be like, no, I'm not giving you a new contract because you signed it? It goes both ways. Yeah.
Bro, yo, you didn't produce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me some of that money back.
Yeah. But well, no, with me...
We're restructuring this deal.
With that, it's just more of like, all right, cool, keeping... It's like people management, though.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool, I've got a star player, and what I'm just going to say, I've locked you in for 5 years. Like, what they've done with Scottie Pippen, he was like, all right, cool, I'm going to get my lick back. I'm just going to... Well, he took surgery halfway through the season.
Yeah, he waited until the beginning of the season. Yeah. But the thing is, it never even worked. It was still Jordan had an amazing season. Yeah, it was still first seed. Like, it never even worked.
But then it's like...
They were like 25-9 after 30-something games.
Everyone's looking at him crazy now, where it's like, all right, cool. Like, you're going through your dispute with the management, but we need you out on the floor.
But the thing is, it was that, but also, it was... Do you know what it was? It wasn't... If I understand The Last Dance correctly, it was more Jordan who was angry at him because Jordan was like, you left me hanging.
Yeah.
Management were like, we're still winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
they
were
still winning. Jordan was averaging 30. They were number one seed. So it was like...
Jordan just wanted someone to be angry
at.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's just,
you get me? Yeah.
He's that motivation. Like, yeah. Crazy guy.
But yeah, like, as you said, like...
Because Jordan was the best player in the league playing for like 1 million a year. And he was the easily... I made the argument Jordan was the best player in the league after his rookie season.
Yeah,
I made the argument that Jordan was the best player in the NBA. Like, as soon as the rookie season ended, he was the best player in the NBA, right? And he was earning like a million, and he was, you know what I mean, I don't know, innit? Listen, it's not my money.
Basically, with Nike as well, he put Nike in a different
atmosphere.
Shoes as well, bro.
Yeah, because Nike weren't even
popping. Yeah,
it was Converse and Adidas are way bigger.
And Hummels, well, Hummels.
Yeah.
But so I need to bring this up. So obviously, like, everyone's seen like the done with the '90s thing. Yeah. Mm. So me, Jem and Moses, we wasn't like watching. We was watching the 2002 World Cup final. Yeah. And then, like, it just came up on YouTube Shuffle. So we were like, fuck it, like, let's watch that. It's like a 20-minute highlight, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
You look awful, innit?
Go watch a Premier League game from 2005. Bro, it looks like a different sport.
Bro, it is disgusting.
That's why people say stuff like, my United's trouble team, this is going to sound crazy. Okay, nah, maybe not, because they had quality anyway. Mm. Okay, just take a decent team from that era. Let's say like Leeds were a good team in that era. They were in the Champions League and stuff. Like early 2000s, yeah.
Paduka, Harry Kiel, them, man.
Take that kind of like early 2000s Leeds team and put them against like a Brighton or a Wolves.
They're finished.
Yeah.
They're finished.
They're not touching the ball.
Yeah.
But then I was looking at it, yeah, bro.
My United team had too many good players for me to disrespect them, so I wouldn't do that, but.
Bro, R9 was looking crazy. I promise you, I promise you, the ball comes to him. Yeah, he's 1-on-1 with the goalkeeper. He uses his left, so it goes there.
Mm.
He uses the outside of his left foot. Yeah. Bro, the ball goes over there. And I said, it's one off. First touch was looking insane. Like, he bags two, but yeah. I was like, looking at Kleberson. Kleberson's looking like man of the match here. And he's still looking crazy. Yeah. Ronaldinho, I think that's the World Cup. I think they said that he had a stinker.
He scored the goal against England, but I'm too young to remember what it, yeah. I remember watching it, but I'm too young to remember what it was. I remember Ballack was, he got banned for the final. Yeah. They changed the yellow card rule after that final, because Ballack got booked in the semis and missed the final. Oliver Kahn sold. Oh my goodness, Oliver Kahn sold.
But as a football now, yeah, like, you know when they talk about, all right, cool, say like Messi, Maradona, it's like, they wouldn't be able to handle the physicality and like the way football is now. Like, it's literally a different sport. Like,
so the thing is, when you say, it's interesting you say that, people say stuff like football was more physical back then. I would argue football's more physical now.
It's non-stop, man. You got to be
When I say things like, okay, listen, I'm not going to win. If I tell you Virgil van Dijk's the best centre-back I've ever seen, I'm not going to win a longevity argument.
Yeah.
I'm telling you from January 2018 to when he did his ACL, that's the best centre-back I've ever seen in my own two eyes. And people say stuff like, oh, John Terry was incredible, and Rio Ferdinand, who I would, even on some days, I might argue Ferdinand was slightly better. Mm. Someone like John Terry or someone like, I don't know, like Yap Stam, they weren't defending for 90 minutes, 40 yards from the opposition's goal.
Yeah.
That's my point. You get me? Like, if John Terry had to stand
40, halfway line.
Not even halfway line, G, 40 yards inside, like, you're talking 40 yards from the opponent's goal for 90 minutes. Like, would John Terry have been as effective as he was? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
You're looking crazy. Bro.
So, that's my thing.
Forget about it.
It's just way harder. Football's way harder. You could argue the quality of player. Like, if you say, for instance, right, name the 10 best players today and then name the 10 best players 20 years ago.
Yeah, 100%.
The quality of players, not in there. Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, fucking Zidane. The quality of players is different.
The average now
is better. It averages out better. It probably averages out a bit better. But at its high end. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were talking about fucking Declan Rice being the best, like, DM in the world. Like, what are we talking about? Like, Declan Rice, the best six in the world. And you get me?
That's crazy.
Guys are fucking bricklayer. Guys are centre back playing. Oh, come on, I'm not even going to get into it, but. Do you know what I mean? The quality of football's dropped off so much.
Because like, when they say, like, when old heads, we the old heads.
Yeah, we the old heads.
But like, when people say football back then was more physical, they just mean you could do 2-foot challenges.
Yeah, it just means you could get away with more.
But then it's like now, because see, this is where we talk about, it's Haaland, yeah?
Yeah.
See, Haaland last season, he's not the best player in the world. He's obviously not. But my God, he was so efficient.
Yeah.
It's like people were saying, we don't see long shots anymore. Because it's like, it's a bad shot. I saw Ronaldo's goal against Porto.
Yeah.
Horrible shot.
Yeah.
Should have never taken that.
How many of Gerrard's goals are bad shots? Gerrard hit a fucking half volley from 35 yards in the cup final, down 3-2. Mm-hmm. That is a horrible decision.
And he said you only did it because he was tired.
Yeah, because he was tired.
But then I do remember when I was little watching football, there was a lot of bad shots where you're like, in the crowd, be like, wait, that would happen 3-4 times a game. Now,
you rarely see it.
Like, you don't see it because they're so efficient.
They've been coached out of it. They've been told that it's not an efficient shot. What about XG and whatnot?
They've been coached, stats, analytics. It's like the NBA.
We
don't see the mid-range no more. We don't see this and that. It's a bad shot.
Yeah.
But then it's like...
But if you look at it, not necessarily in football, but like in the NBA, the mid-range, is now, not that it's the best shot, it's almost the easiest shot because teams are willing to give it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Which
is why
KD can come back off an Achilles and still be the best scorer in the league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even in football as well, like American football, how the running game is taking out the sport, right?
Yeah.
Because running is not as efficient as passing the ball.
Yeah.
So efficient analytics has affected so many different sports in very important ways.
And the thing is, I feel like running games will come back. Eventually, with all this cover two, running games are going to have to come back into fashion because the only way you can get a team out of cover two is running them out of it. Mm. So,
but still, the run game is never going to be the most important thing because a lot also to get them out of it, but how many teams are patient enough to say, you know what, you're not passing the ball today?
That's true. And also, another thing is because of the way they've changed the passing rules as well. Back in the 80s and back in the 90s, because you could jam, you could bump and run, you could hold receivers. Now, because receivers can literally get a free release after 2 or 3 yards, why not throw the ball? If you can't touch my best receiver 2 yards off the line of scrimmage, why am I not going to throw the ball 40 times a game?
And also as well, back in the day, there were certain routes they wouldn't run. Because if I run this route, I'm getting my head blocked off.
Tom Brady said, I wouldn't throw the ball over to the middle over the middle against the Ravens because why would I? My receiver's going to get...
He's not coming back into
the game. Yeah, my receiver's going to get knocked out of the game. Why would I throw the ball over the middle? So it's like you've legit locked off a part of the field, but you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
The game doesn't allow you to do that anymore. But I personally think taking the physicality out of a game that was built on physicality is counterproductive. Mm-hmm. But I get you want to sell it and
but
whatever.
But it's business. It all comes down with players being efficient. It's like, all right, cool, this is how you win. And I'm glad Tottenham is still in that stage where we're just like entertaining the fans. But then... What's still taking corner?
You say it's a business, and like you say, you have to that bill has to come due.
Where are
the trophies? Where are they? You
when
get
you
me?
Win, nigga.
There isn't really that many entertainers in football. Like Musiala, to me, is my favorite player right now because Musiala
was
one
looking
of the
crazy
players.
First leg. I can't.
No, he was.
He was looking crazy, but
you're always gonna get that with players like that.
With
players like that, with like Maverick kind of players, you're always gonna get. But with Musiala's one of them players where he gets me out of my seat.
And there isn't
really that many of them. Musiala, Leao to an extent. Other than that, Pedro Neto is amazing to watch.
Oh, man. I love, you know, I've got so much time.
Wingers, you can play both sides.
Both sides.
I thought Doku was going to take me to the promised land. He tripped me.
I had this thing with Moses, Moses was like, he's like got a tiny, shiny new toy, And I was like, Doku, he's fun. He's very fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, looking at it, he can't do no link up play. Yeah. Like every time he gets the ball, he has to stand the guy up and then one-on-one. And it's like, it's going to get boring now. It's like, bro, I know what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to let you get your yard off and put my body in front of you. Like niggas 5'6" or something.
Yeah.
Come on, be fucking for real, bro.
Yesterday he did change the game though.
He's an impact player where you want him off the bench. Like Trossard. Like we need to start. I said we need to start implementing like the 12th man in football.
Roll on, roll off.
No. Like that nigga's just coming off the bench.
Yeah, Lou Williams.
Like you see when players come off the bench and they play really well for like 3 games in a row. This is your bag now. Yeah. Like I've always said, Trossard, bro, he comes off the bench, amazing. Does it for like a month. Nigga starts. It's like
awful. Dog shit, yeah.
It's like, bro, gets hooked the same.
Yeah.
Like, he gets hooked. Don't see him again until he comes back on it. Like, some players just need to be like, bro, I'm so good when everyone's
super
tired. But then
like,
again, it's true. Ego. It's.
Yeah,
and also, as a manager, you do want a good manager will rule good form. Mm-hmm.
So
if a guy comes off the bench 4 games in a row, and let's say he scores in 3 of them, how can I not reward him with a start?
Yeah, but then
he's not thinking, what do I have to do to get a start?
But then
because every player wants to start.
Yeah, 100%. But
and
then
it's not like basketball; you can come on, come off, and then you get your minutes regardless if you're starting or not.
But
in football, bro, you might get 5 minutes, you might get 10 minutes here if you're starting, bro.
But I'm saying, as it comes to the business end of the season, like with Arsenal, you lay it out to him. It's like every time I have started you, you've been shit, nigga.
Yeah.
like we're gonna fuck it out to the end of the season. Yeah. You're gonna be my little 12th man, and then next season we'll
reconvene.
But like I've always said, just certain players are just great off the pitch. Like I don't even know if a Tottenham, my nigga Richarlison, he can't even get a look in that right
nigga
now.
Nigga sucks.
Yeah, who's starting ahead of him?
Son and Timo.
What, Son playing in the middle?
Son playing in the middle, got Timo out wide, and then the right.
Brendan Johnson.
Hey, bro, light skins in football. I'm tired of them.
I can't lie. You see Alexander Isaac here. He is just.
He's annoying me as well, but he's
what
wavy.
A fucking player. We could have had him instead of Nunes. We bought Nunes 85 bug. We signed that summer. I don't know if we signed Nunes. No, we signed. Remember, we signed Nunes early. We signed him in like end of June, early July, and we signed him for how much we signed him for. But I don't know if we were linked with Isaac, but it was made clear that he was available. All I'm saying is this: if Newcastle can sign him, we could have signed him.
Are you really mad with Nunes this season? Like, are you really?
He's
mad?
So shit. Look at my tweets. I've never been team Nunes. Yeah. I've never been team Nunes. Never.
But haven't you like, because he was very shit? But haven't you been like, do you know what? For what you are, you've done well.
£85 million player. What do you mean for what you are?
Forget about that. Forget all about that, man.
What is he then?
Price tags don't even matter these days.
Broski, I'm gonna be so honest. Okay, Atalanta popped us, but if he scores that chance, who knows?
Yeah.
Then there was a sitter the other day. There's countless sitters throughout the season where it's like your first touch, you're dribbling, you're finishing, you're just always offside. You're one of the best athletes on the pitch, but you're always offside.
Yeah, but ain't he on like something stupid like 10 assists? 12 goals or something.
Give a fuck. I have eyes, but we're not doing the stats thing, bro.
No, but it's the efficiency. Like,
efficiency?
He missed most chances. Bro. Him and Gabriel Jesus and Haaland have missed most chances in conversion.
Efficiency is not... He's not efficient.
With his assists, I think he's a great playmaker.
I can't lie, yeah. Football has gone to the dog when you talk about assists for a striker. Number nine, I'm not hearing it.
Guy's got number nine on his back. Nah, you're talking about assists, bro.
That's the one thing.
Come on, bro. Look at the man who have worn that number.
Number nine.
Fernando Torres. Bobby Fowler. Gunmen, bro.
Number nines don't exist anymore. There's about 10 today.
He plays
number nine. Nunes is a nine.
He plays a nine.
Lewandowski, Haaland. But he's a nine.
He's a nine.
He plays down the middle.
Did you see my Benfica? He's a nine, bro. He was a nine.
Okay, what's the first school player central?
I seen that nigga out on the wing more time.
He's a nine, bro.
He might move around, but he's a nine.
He's a nine.
He's not a nine to me anyway. But
he is a nine.
Whatever he is, he's shit.
At the end of the day, that's what it is, bro.
Get your hate off.
Whoever he is, he's shit. He's shit. No matter 9, 8, 10, 7, he's shit.
I see these players, yeah. I know what they do, yeah. For Liverpool, he's going to be shit. He's probably going to get a move somewhere like Juventus and ball out his fucking eyes.
Bro,
like
you're quicker than most players in Italy, bro. Of course he's going to ball out in Italy, bro.
But it happens, and he's going to tear up Champions League. But it's like, you can always see a fit. He's never been... like a Liverpool kind of player.
It was a bad signing from the beginning. I never wanted him. Because I saw him play against us.
Oh, he ripped us apart, though.
No, he didn't, man. rip us apart, bro.
All those goals, man.
Bro, the guy scored two offside goals.
He had Konate doing the twist, bro.
Listen, I saw him play against us, innit?
Yeah, Konate.
And I wasn't impressed. Yeah, whatever, cool. He scored in that. Come on, bro. I've seen how many players tan us over the years. Mm-hmm. Should we not go sign Trossard because he's done a hat-trick against us? Yeah, bro. Last season when they drew 3-3 at Anfield. Season before.
Trossard's nice though. But
one of those two seasons.
What do you lot think about the Chelsea situation?
What about them being shit?
The niggas being niggas.
Bro, I can't lie, Cole Palmer's a penalty taker, bro. And he's chasing a golden boot.
Do you know what it came down to? I saw it, yeah. I missed the game. And I was like, what is actually going on here? Like, I see my man and Nicholas Jackson arguing. Fair enough. I'd have just been like, cool, like the ball's coming to me and clearly like I've scored 3 goals. He was one behind Haaland.
Yeah.
It's like be for real. And I see them proper like getting into it. And when I see Palmer push Jackson, I was like, oh, they're being for real. And I know Palmer in his head had about 7 racial slurs just sitting there.
Nah, man.
No, he's black. Yeah.
He ain't black, but he's got black family.
I mean, what's that? Is it Logic?
Logic.
You know, Joy is no Logic's crazy because Logic's dad is black.
He's a mixed race.
He's quite dark though. He's like Alex's color.
No, but his dad's mixed race.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But he's dark. You know, not mixed race.
But the thing is, if you look at Logic's brother's like looks like a black man.
But he's got another sister or brother that looks white as hell.
Oh, I swear.
Yeah.
Genetics
is it plays.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, genetics is crazy. Cause like my mum, she's like really like light skin, like golden light skin. But then her sister's like you.
Yeah.
It's like, you missed out, nigga.
But the whole, my thing is this. I don't care if I got 20 goals. I'm the penalty taker.
Unless I give it to you, I'm cool.
I'm the penalty taker. I don't care if I got 20 goals.
Dele Alli said it the best. He was like, when it was the last minute and there was a penalty, no one was fighting for it.
Yeah.
So it's like, now, Now it's coming down to it. All right, cool. Cole Palmer's
got 5-0 up, whatever.
It's like, nah.
It's pro football.
But no, but then I'm saying, like, it's the business end of the season. It's like,
everybody eats.
But Palmer's thinking, all right, cool. I might get Europa. I might, whatever. He's like, but one thing I can rely on myself is
Golden Boot.
He's like, you know what I mean? If they finish ninth and he gets the Golden Boot,
that's a crazy good look.
He's like, I did my job. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't know about y'all. Ain't no I in team. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Me and that motherfucker.
But then, it's just like, with that, you become a little mid-table legend, whatever.
I just didn't understand people on Twitter belly aching. Oh, he had 4-3, had a hat-trick. You should shut up.
Guys are talking about, the team chemistry, like, everybody eats.
They stink.
They're awful, bro. That's very bad.
Like, they stink. They're not a good football team.
With that, they'll get over it really quickly.
But no,
it would have been bad if he missed.
No, but then the last time, I think Sterling and Palmer got into it. Sterling was like, I'm taking it. And then Sterling missed.
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah, that happened. I think at the start of the season when they didn't know who was penalty taker. Yeah.
Okay, then wasn't it? What's the manager? Poch said, Palmer was a penalty taker now.
Yeah.
But then I think when other people do take it, it's probably Palmer just being like,
yeah.
Know what I mean? Like, take it this once.
Mm. It's got to be out of his own volition. Like, cool, you can have that. I scored 3 or whatever, and I'm cool. I'll let my bro score. Yeah, if I'm not fool like that, I'm taking the pen.
I gave you the roly for the weekend, but give it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why is it ticking now? What'd you do to this?
Why is the war in
there? No, swapped it out.
The bezel's falling.
Hey, it's good.
Oh man, what's the time? Let's wrap this episode up and get into a Patreon episode after this, man.
Which you can watch for £2 a month.
Yeah, even you can sign up for free as well. Yeah. And for 7 days.
Don't say that.
You can sign up for free.
Look at if it counts off 7 days.
Yeah, but you can lock it off. I don't care, but just join. And
niggas stay.
Nah, you could.
Listen, join the Patreon 7 days.
It's a little taste.
After 7 days, you'll want to stay.
It's a little bump.
Or you might even forget to cancel your free trial.
Yeah.
And then
it's a little bump. Yeah. Gotta give niggas a little bump.
I hear that. What, just for 100? Oh my days.
But nah, man, join us on the Patreon. I think everyone's sent in questions for Atlas. And, actually, let me put this on this episode. Someone asked me if I wanted to do one truth and a lie, so I'll do it for them. So, my one truth and a lie is this is a time where I was dating, this girl, a Muslim, and like, I'm not a fan of like kissing. Do you lot like kissing?
In public or just in general?
In general. I don't.
Bro, you're weird.
I don't like kissing.
You're weird, bro.
I'll kiss, but I don't like kissing a lot. Like,
that's
the thing. I don't know. I get weird, like the sound and everything. But then she was like a proper kisser. It's like a proper kisser. And then
what she can do, bro.
Top woman.
Yeah. But then I get annoyed that it's not my space. And then I used to before meeting her, I would eat like a bacon sandwich so she couldn't kiss me.
Come on, man.
And then the other one.
What? Why?
And then the other
one. What's the other one? I'm ready for this episode to end.
So the other one is, this is a time I found out the girl I was seeing, girlfriend, whatever, was just like a slut. Like a grade A whore. Like, so I'm going to work now, and as I was like contracting, like engineering, so like you pick different people up, and like we've all met up for the first time, and like we was like kind of young, whatever, like 21, 22. Then guys are like, you went to Broomfield, so and so, and I was like, yeah. They was like, oh, cool. And then my man at the back, I'm driving now. My man goes don't you know, he was talking about a girl that's obviously my girl. And he goes, oh, yeah. Didn't you get, like, head off her and, like, you like, run a train on her? Bro, I'm like...
That's so crazy, man.
I'm like, I don't even want to say I stopped talking about my girl like that.
Yeah.
Then getting car journeys going on, yeah. Niggas keep talking about it. Like, I've found, like... The file was large. Like, I had to let them talk. Like, for about...
Info, like, yeah.
Bro, for like 20 minutes. Bro, I go out the whip. to the workplace. I'm like, I'm gonna catch you guys like in a minute. Like, you know what I mean, bro, it's why tears and shit. Had to message this girl. I was like, oh man, I've been hearing crazy things about you.
Through the grapevine.
Told her a few things, and she was like, oh nah, man. Like, people were lying on me, da 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 da. Bro, I just, for the whole day of that shift, I was like, I didn't know what to do. I still stayed with her though.